Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Rewind, the podcast that rewatches, reviews, and steals the Iron Fist back from the guy who steals the Iron Fist from you earlier for every movie, show, one-shot, and special presentation in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm Tony Camarena.
And I'm Al Rodriguez.
And you can follow us on Instagram, Threads, Twitter, X, whichever one you want to call that, TikTok, at MCU_Rewind, the most places. And you can rate us on whatever podcast app you're currently using, which is the best thing you can do for any podcast. Also, let us know what scroll episode that you want to hear. In just a couple weeks, Al will suffer his punishment of watching one of the greatest movies of all time, Back to the Future. And we need to know what to do for future episodes. And also, what amazing classic films that Al hasn't seen should we watch for future punishments? Anyway, let us know on any of those social medias or at mcurewind@gmail.com. And with that, today's episode is Iron Fist, Season 2, Episode 9, the penultimate episode, War Without End. Original drop date, September 7th, 2018.
Hey, just a heads up, if you're thinking of, like, sending us a list of, like, time travel movies, assuming that I haven't watched them, I probably haven't, but also I really do love the Terminator series of movies, so just, like, don't even submit those, because it won't get past Tony. He needs a list of movies that I don't like. So just a heads up on that.
We'll figure something out. I'm starting to lean towards fantasy. Al's not a huge fantasy fan.
I like it. I just don't get around to that stuff often. Okay. All right. We'll see what happens. Okay. All right. Anyway, here's a rundown of what happens in this episode, in this penultimate episode of the series. Danny tries to convince Colleen to become the new Iron Fist. He starts by showing his fighting room and explains he became addicted to the power of the fist. He wants it more than anything else, but knows he needs to give it up. Misty says she got a task force to help take down Davos first thing tomorrow morning. Also, while she was out, Misty got Frank Choi to show up. He was going into witness protection, so now Colleen can ask him about the chest with her family crest on it. Frank says that the chest has a story about a princess who fell in love with a pirate king who ends up taking down the pirate and inheriting his kingdom. The story was made up by Colleen's mom, so we have to assume the box was given to him by her mom. Moving on, Ward gets Walker some information about her past, and now that she has that, she'll help him take down Davos and rescue Joy. The next morning, they meet with everyone's favorite weapons dealer, Turk Barrett, and they buy some guns. Davos interrogates Joy to find out what she's done. Eventually, she explains that she's just trying to stop Davos because he's gone too far. After she explains all that, he pushes her over the second floor of his villain lair. Joy later wakes up the next day in a whole lot of pain, and Chen-Wu tells her that he cannot kill her until Danny shows up, so she's good for now. Separately from all this, Mrs. Yang wants to go after Davos. While Colleen and Danny are trying to convince her to not do that, BB shows up with a ceremonial power transfer bowl. Shortly after that, Davos and his gang of misfits arrive. BB tries to convince the rest of the gang to leave, which ends up getting him stabbed and killed. Colleen sees this and fights the gang to try and save BB. She stops the gang, but BB dies in the process. While that's going on, Danny and Davos fight, and Danny is able to knock out Davos. After that part, Colleen decides to go through the ceremony and become the Iron Fist. It almost works, but Davos wakes up and knocks everyone away with his Iron Fist powers. Then, Colleen summons the fist. While that's all going on, Misty tries to save Joy, but is ambushed by Chen-Wu. She was probably going to win the fight, but Ward shoots him in the head. After Ward gets Joy out, Walker knocks out Misty. All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, let's move on to our fast facts.
On your left.
Uh-huh, on my left. Got it.
Stop! Damn it! Jesus, you are fast.
Stay away.
Look, I don't want to hurt you.
You didn't see that coming?
So this first thing is the fast fact about the show and our podcast, because it's going to be my original idea for an intro, but I thought it might sound a little too inappropriate. I was going to say the podcast that reviews, rewatches, and reveals our hidden fisting place for every movie, show, and one shot. I'm like, no, but I needed to share that, so I'll just throw it in the fast facts.
That's fair. I understand. I understand you had to share that. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. The title, War Without End, comes from Power Man and Iron Fist number 83 back in July of 1982. According to Comic Vine, the synopsis is, Warhawk is once again loose on the streets, attacking Asian citizens in a twisted way of getting back at the Vietnamese. Power Man and Iron Fist take care of a menace once and for all. So I'm glad they handled that, because not only is that, like, unfairly targeting Vietnamese people, he's also just all around racist because he can't even differentiate.
You know, something I'm noticing every time we're reading off, or you're reading off, like, what the comics were that the, mm-hmm. the title came from, it's always Power Man and Iron Fist. It's never really just an Iron Fist comic, right?
I don't know if that's true. I mean, there okay, have been
maybe
Power Fists. Like, I can easily find out.
maybe that's just what I remember. Like, because I feel like what you've been saying, like all of the comic ones have been like the two of them teaming up. But I guess I could be wrong.
Okay. Yeah, going backwards, we had Marvel premiere number 17, which was the premiere of Iron Fist. That was Marvel premiere number 25. I'm trying to see if there's just an Iron Fist one. Iron Fist number 9 was episode 206.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Yep.
it's just what it seemed like to me, I guess. That's what my brain picked
it's
up
actually,
on.
It looks like it's actually more Marvel premieres than anything else.
Mm. Okay. It's more of the original stuff.
Yeah. We get to see Turk Barrett, as you mentioned in our in your rundown of the episode. So that's a connection to the rest of the MCU. Or
Wait, hold on.
The Netflix MCU.
Okay, that's a fast fact? That's an Easter egg?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
I am never going to understand Easter eggs, Tony. I don't think I'll ever get it.
Yeah, I don't think you ever will do. Because we mentioned, what was that guy? The other officer who got injured when he was undercover during like a few episodes ago. And we've seen him before. Like, he's not a main character. And he shows up for just a small scene, like a cameo.
Oh, so okay, all right. Okay.
All right. If only there were, like, hundreds or thousands of Easter egg videos online you could watch at any time to know when Easter egg is.
If only. Yeah, if only I could watch them. But I can't.
Nope, because it's impossible. All right. So the box that Colleen finds, or that she finds out is one of her ancestors, belonged to the Pirate Queen of Pinghai Bay. A.K.A. Wu Ao Shi, who was the Iron Fist in about 1545. She was shown in the flashback of The Immortal Iron Fist, number 7, back in August of 2007. That's Ed Brubaker's run. The only run of Iron Fist I've read, but also one of the best comic arcs, at least Marvel comic arcs I've read. And each issue starts off with a past Iron Fist, and she is... Yeah, that one. She's pretty cool.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And that's all I got. So let's move on to our heroes.
Oh, hold on. I mean, you didn't ask me if I had any fast facts.
Oh, I'm sorry, Al. I assumed because you're waiting for your imminent punishment, you weren't going to find half fast facts.
You did assume that. Anyway, yes. Let me go through my list of fast facts, Tony.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done. Let's talk about some heroes.
Cool. All right.
It is one thing to question the official story, and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
I never said you were a superhero.
Didn't? Mm-mm. Well, good, because that would be outlandish and fantastic.
I saw you. You're a hero. Like, a for real superhero, which is, I'm not like a groupie stalker type. But...
It's too late for heroes.
Hero's your word, not mine.
Where do you want to start?
I guess Danny. I mean, the episode starts with him talking to Colleen.
Yeah. So yeah, he shows his hidden fisting place. I had to do a double take and then consider looking at Daredevil, then not doing the effort. But looking at it, it looked like when they're walking down, it looks like the same hallway where he did his iconic hallway fight in season one. But I don't think that was in the subway.
It was definitely not a subway. No, it was in like a apartment building or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely not a subway. That
possibly
I know for sure.
Possibly a Togo's, but not a subway.
Could have been a Togo's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had a microwave.
Sorry.
The soda yeah. Subway.
Sorry, that's a regional thing. I know Togo's isn't everywhere.
Is Togo's not national? I thought.
No.
For sure.
No, okay. It's not here in Florida. I know that for sure.
Okay. Could be a Jimmy John's.
There you go. That one's national.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so it's like that he uses power to punch stuff. So he shouldn't be the Fist.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, he says he became addicted to it, right? Like when he couldn't find an excuse to fight people, he would just go to this room and punch things to use his power. Like, good on him for realizing this is basically a drug, right? Like he got addicted to it and he needs to, like, he can't have it back. Otherwise, what is he going to do? What potential bad thing could end up happening with him if he still has that power? So he would rather someone else has to deal with his precious.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, in Lord of the Rings, if you give it up, it doesn't stay a hold on you as much. I mean, still. So I guess he will not turn into Gollum. Although he is dooming Colleen into turning into Gollum.
That is kind of the thing. Like yeah, he knows he's addicted to it, but he's I guess really hoping Colleen doesn't.
Well, and she ends up
okay.
Because she's stronger than he is in probably every way.
Mm-hmm. True, yeah.
And he can't let Davos have it.
That's true. Yeah, he definitely can't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Danny only had the power of the Fist for, what, a couple years?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we don't really know. Let's say 5, 7. I don't know.
I would bet like a 2 years tops.
Okay. So how long has he been back in New York? I guess that I can't remember. Was it 2 years? Right? Because like I think 2015, and this came out in 2018. Maybe.
Let me quickly consult my official. Disney rundown of the seasons.
Oh, that's because, right.
Yeah, which I have saved on my phone. There it is. All right. Iron Fist happened after Ant-Man. Season 1. Season 2. Where's Iron Fist season 2? Sorry, it's so small on my phone.
Ah, okay. You know, you can pinch to zoom.
Thank you. But it's very wide. I found it. It was all the way to the right. It happens immediately after, or not immediately after, but like Jessica Jones season 2, Luke Cage season 2, all the season 2s. Oh no, Daredevil season 3. Happens between Doctor Strange and Thor Ragnarok. So that's 2016-2017. And right... So, yeah, so 2016 to 2017.
Okay. All right. So then, yeah, and I guess we could assume he had the Fist for, I don't know, at least a year before. So, yeah, okay, yeah. He's had maybe 3 years. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I think, knowing Danny, he had the Fist, protected Kunlun, did what he wanted for roughly 6 weeks before giving up.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So I'm going to say a year... I'm going to say 5 quarters, a year, and then like possibly 3 extra months.
So Danny became addicted to the power very quickly, it seems like.
Yeah.
And he's I guess, just hoping Colleen doesn't get addicted with the assumption that they probably will not be able to transfer that power later in the future. Like she's stuck with it for the rest of her life. He might have just doomed her. Like he might be dooming her.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure. Well... Okay. No, they don't show it. I'm sure if the bowl did not get destroyed in Davos's fisting of the ground, the bowl is not destroyed, then they kept it so she can pawn it off on some unprecedented, on Misty Knight in the future. You know it's going to be Misty Knight.
Okay, all right. Okay. And then she'll use that to fight. Oh, that was probably the future plan, right? Misty would eventually need that power to fight and take down Luke Cage. That would have been season 3 of Luke Cage.
Yeah. Or
oh, okay.
Or like Okay, we got to discuss this next episode because I want to get into stuff that happens fair. Next episode.
That's fair. That's fair. All right. Just remember next in a whole week, Tony. Remember that.
I'm writing it down in my trusty post-it note. Ooh, what was going to write down, Al?
No. I have no idea.
All right. I don't have too much for Danny that's just Danny. I have like the rest of it is Colleen and Danny.
Okay. I do have a little bit later. So there's a point where Danny and Davos are fighting, right? So like later on, they're at the outreach center and the two of them are fighting. And Danny asks Davos, like, hey, so why did your dad call off the fight originally, right? So we go back to that original thing back in episode two of this of this season. And I was really hoping that they would actually answer it and tell us. But no, they didn't, unfortunately. It would have been nice to get like a definitive answer there.
It would have, but that's not the goal of what Danny was doing. Danny triggering Davos.
Yeah, he's just trying to make him angry, you know, less concentrated, right? Just go for the all-out force, use of force. It worked. It was effective.
Yeah.
It would have been nice, but I get it, you know. I guess, like, all right, that's something that they can answer later on. Sure, they don't. They don't need to answer here. Like, we know. Well, we know probably what would have happened. Actually, I guess we don't.
No.
Yeah, we'll talk about. You know, I'm going to bring this up with Davos later. Never mind.
Okay.
I know I just went on a tangent. I didn't explain my thinking at all. I'll bring it up later.
Okay. He also, during that confrontation, like, he apologizes for abandoning Davos and Kunlun. I feel like Davos would have been a great Iron Fist if he had something to protect, like Kunlun. Let's see. Do you want to just go to Colleen? Or Colleen slash Danny?
Yeah, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're together the whole episode, so yeah, let's talk about the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, let's see. Frank Choi is there. Misty brought Frank Choi over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. This is more of a Misty thing, but she just has carte blanche to do whatever the hell she wants, right?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, she's about to be some kind of captain, right?
Yeah. She's in consideration. So she's willing to abuse that power right away.
I guess. I mean, she's not really abusing it much. I mean, not too much, right? She was like, hey, you know, we need some information. Granted, I'm sure she lied, right? Mm-hmm. She probably went talking to, I don't know, who puts people into witness protection. Is it
the U.S. Marshals or
something? Marshals? Okay, yeah. Got it. So she probably lied to them, like, hey, listen, before he goes away, can we ask him some questions that I need for my investigation? And they're like, yeah, sure. This had nothing to do with her investigation. Like,
just bring him over to my friend's apartment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. She could have at least brought Colleen to him, like in a safe house of some sort.
I mean, you don't want to reveal your safe houses. Though Danny totally gave him the safe spot to hang out when Bushmaster was after Mariah.
That's true, yeah.
So I guess maybe their safe houses suck, and that's why they don't bring him there.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah, then Misty gives Colleen a nice hero speech. Like, why she'll be a great hero and why she should have the Iron Fist. And it pretty much comes down that you're better than Danny.
Yeah, she doesn't say it that way, but that's what she means.
If they knew Matt Murdock was alive, would they pawn this off on him?
Probably not.
Okay.
That's a good question, right? So, like, okay, alternate universe where, where they know he's alive.
Fall on Matt Murdock.
Yeah, they don't know, and that means that they probably hang out on a somewhat regular basis, right? Like, They see each other regularly, and in that world where they're more friendly. Oh, God. Maybe. Actually, yeah, that could have happened in that originally Danny says to Colleen, hey, I want you to be the Iron Fist. And she says, no, thank you. Hey, what about Matt Murdock? And then Danny would have said, yeah, okay, I guess I could do that. That works. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that would have gone poorly, though. That would have gone Davos level poorly. I think if Matt Murdock has a way to punch through bad guys' faces, he would use it.
You know, that's a good question. So Danny and also Colleen and Davos do, right? The three of them, like, they can control the fist, right? Danny has said that you summon the fist by controlling your chi, right?
Yes.
Like, that's it's the manifestation of your chi, essentially. Yeah. So I assume then that, I mean, maybe maybe Matt Murdock has some, like, unknown sense of doing that, right? Like, he can, in the sense that, like, you know, a lot of people can do things, but, like, he doesn't have that much control over it, right? Trying to think of an example. So, some Star Wars RPG book I read years ago for a game that I never played. I just, like, ended up with the book. It was talking about, like, force powers and stuff. And, like, okay, so obviously we know about the Jedi, but, like, yeah, everyone is connected by the Force. Mm-hmm. And some characters, like, yeah, they kind of sort of use the Force, but they just call it luck, right? Or it was, you know, random chance. And it is. It's essentially random chance that they were able to use it in that moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, yeah, they don't have any real control over it. And I would imagine it's the same thing here with Matt Murdock, right? Like, yeah, he can use it, but he's not really going to control the fist. So he'll probably have the power inside of him.
Yeah, and then just, like, I don't know, get really into a fight and something and suddenly summon the fist and accidentally punch through a guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure that there's going to be a, you know, that would lead to a whole training session. He realizes, oh, I need to go talk to some old friend. I just killed a guy. And then he has, like, the whole personal journey of deciding, like, oh, no, should I just kill people now? Like, I just did that. That was bad. That would lead to a whole Catholic guilt
thing. And yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a whole season right there. Just those two things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It didn't even occur to me that it's like, yeah, if they didn't think Matt was dead, he would totally be part of this crew of Misty, Colleen, Luke, and Danny.
Yeah. It's like they were the, I don't know. Like a team. I'm trying to think of a team name. I don't have anything. But I mean,
it's not the Defenders because Jessica would never join again.
Oh, right. It's like the Manhattan crew or something. I don't know. I'm
the Manhattan Projects. No. All right. Let's see. They get called in the community center because Mrs. Yang's going to make her move.
Mm-hmm.
And we again see why Colleen's a better peacemaker than Danny. That towards the Tigers, they finally can have peace and kind of directs them to let the innocents out as these street thugs with 1 week of karate and Davos attack. She gets a cool fight scene against those children, not to downplay it, it's like 8 of them.
I mean, she's still outnumbered. Like, I'm sure if, you know, me, a completely untrained person, if I were to fight 8 16 17 year olds, I don't know how old they are, but there's no way I would do anywhere near as good as her. I'd probably be closer to BB than to her.
I mean, but if she were to fight 8 of people of your skill, do you think you'd be able to take her? So there were 8 people with your level of skill. Yes.
Oh. So she fought 8 clones 8. Of me.
Yes.
She would win, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they have knives and, like, flails. One guy, yeah, has a flail. You know, I think it's a flail. It's a ball on a chain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
It's an effective weapon. Why does he have that?
Yes.
I've never seen Davos use that. Did he have a bunch of medieval weapons with him?
They robbed a store. He just saw a flail, like, hell yeah, I'm getting a flail. He's like, hey Davos, hey Sifu, can you train me how to use this? He said, yes. Like, all right, cool. Yes. So I'm keeping it.
Yes, I can. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've looked up medieval weaponry that you can definitely buy. So you probably, mm-hmm. There are places like that in New York, because New York has everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next time I need a flail, forget Cult of Athena. Go to New York. Bringing it back, more difficult. Although it's not a blade, so I think we'll be fine.
Probably, just check it. Put it in your check luggage. I'm sure
you get. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, she easily disarms him, and Misty and the police show up. And she says, like, I wrote this down. Oh, this is what Misty tells her after finding out BB's dead. It's like, you can't save everyone. Mm-hmm. All you can do is try.
Mm-hmm.
And that really rubs me the wrong way after watching The Marvels. Because I'm pretty sure the moral of that, what they taught Miss Marvel, was, you know, it's okay to give up. I'm not giving
I thought
that.
It was the same lesson.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was. Well, oh, okay. Yeah, I know I've watched it more recently. Sorry. I guess a little spoilers for the Marvels, but
fine. It's
much.
On streaming. It's on Blu-ray.
I know. That's our rule, but fine. Again, sorry, little spoiler. So you're talking about the scene where these Skrulls are all trying to get into the escape ships, right? They're trying to leave that planet. They basically say to Miss Marvel, like, yeah, I mean, we know you can't always save everyone.
Mm.
It's worded differently because it's in, you know, also in like a really bad aftermath. But
yeah, like thousands of people dying instead of just one guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like you could try, you could put the effort. But yeah, I think they also kind of in that moment in time of the movie. They also held back a little in like saying, yeah, also every time you used your powers, it was cool. But like the other two of us couldn't use ours and mm-hmm. we're more trained in them. So it would be better maybe for everyone if you just didn't help.
Yeah.
Which is kind of true in a sense. Not exactly, because, you know, she was still able to use power. Anyway, I don't want to go on a whole tangent about that movie. Overall, I enjoyed it.
Don't worry, Al. Just... We'll be talking about The Marvels in 2029. We'll get
Hell
there.
Yeah. Woo. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's ready to take on the Fist. Or she's ready to call the Crane Sisters. They've got Davos. Danny donates some of his tattoo, just scalpels himself, just like cuts a piece off of his chest. I'm like, painkiller, anything, at least like, was it an alcohol wipe, something?
At least that, yeah, clean it up after, jeez. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like you'll be able to heal, you won't have the Iron Fist.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although, I mean, Colleen knows how to open her hand, so presumably she'd be able to heal him.
She'll remember immediately. She's like, oh, hey, you know, you could do this last time, so let me heal you. And he'll be like, oh, yeah, totally. I knew I could do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, he learned that from Bakudo, who was her teacher. So she knows more skills than he does, than Danny does.
I guess.
I think week 7 of Kunlun Iron Fist training is how to heal people, and he left at week 6. So.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. He probably became the Iron Fist, and like the next day, maybe 2 days later, that's when he had to go and stand guard outside of that gate or whatever. And then he just didn't have time. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, Davos left Kunlun too, so it's not all Danny's fault. There are two warriors left.
That's true, yes. Yeah.
So they do the crane they call the Crane sisters, they do the tattoo again, and they draw the heart of the dragon from Davos to Colleen, and he wakes up and still iron fists the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
That's really all he knows what to do, or how like all he knows to do is fight, right? But yeah. He's good at it. Yeah.
There he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah. And then we see Colleen has a white iron fist. So we asked this a while ago, do they all get their own color? And the answer is yes.
I guess so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is every single iron fist throughout history have their own color iron fist? Is there a teal one, purple, like just a neon green iron fist?
There could be. I actually looked this up. That's in my notes for next week, though. Okay. We could talk about it now if you want. I can just cut and paste. All right. So there does not seem to be any comic book reason for different colors from what I saw. However, I did see people online talking about an assumption that it's based off of the person, in that Danny was yellow for, like, I wrote down envy, but that can't be right. But basically for, like, being bad at it. Davos is red for range. Yeah, fear. Yeah, that's probably it. Something like that. Anxiety, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm basing fear strictly on the Green Lantern colors.
Okay, all right. Davos had red for rage, right? Because he's just a fighter in that.
Like the Red Lanterns, yes.
Mm-hmm. And Colleen got white because, I mean, she's more pure in that regard, in that she doesn't have any of the baggage that these other guys have, because compared to them, she had a normal life. Compared to them, not compared to normal people, just to them. So that's the assumption of the colors. Okay. It's more of a representation that they chose for the show. So there's book thing. Yeah.
I get the logic. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with Colleen being more pure, especially in like, how are we thinking about more normal? More normal for an Iron Fist? Because she's not.
Right. More normal in that, less emotional baggage.
Okay. Like,
yeah.
Being raised by the hand and then finding out what the hand is.
And she moved past it. Versus Davos and Davos Danny. And Danny, who still have that baggage that they're still working through. They refuse to see a therapist, like most men. And Colleen has probably been seeing someone for a while. And she's at least good now.
She's been at least opening up to Misty.
Exactly. At least that. Yeah. The other reasoning that I saw online is that those colors are just closer to their comic book uniform colors, their costumes. You know, Danny, yellow. Colleen wears white. Davos, I assume, is red. I actually don't know.
I don't think he is. I think his color is green.
Yeah, I always imagine in green, too. I probably saw something like that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, green doesn't... I mean, like, we all know that red is the most evil color, hence Star Wars. So
true. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else for Colleen or Danny?
Let's see, looking at this, no, I've got nothing else. I guess the one thing I just was going to mention about Colleen, you know, after she makes her decision to receive the Iron Fist power, you know, all great decisions are made when you're mourning the loss of someone.
Yeah, of a friend.
Yeah, exactly. Like this. Yeah, okay. Maybe you should have waited a little. I get it. You're pressed for time because, like, you have Davos. You need to transfer the power now. But, like,
I mean,
all right.
I know. I mean, the Crane sisters can't be cheap, right? Three tattoo artists doing, I can't remember the type of tattooing, but it's like traditional tattooing. But you've got a bowl. You've got Danny. You can give it to Danny. Let Colleen think about it, and then Colleen can take it later.
That's true. Yeah, I guess so. I don't think they're paying the Crane sisters for this time, though. Maybe later. Maybe if they had to contact them later, they'd be like, all right, yeah, sure, we'll pay you.
Why would the Crane sisters do this if they weren't getting paid?
Oh, because Misty was going to arrest them.
Oh, yeah,
for being part of the original thing.
Okay.
I don't know. kidnapping in some way. I don't know what she would charge them with, but something.
Actually, yeah, accessory to kidnapping, definitely.
Yeah, definitely accessory to something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, yeah. You can't charge him for giving him an evil magic tattoo, but he was also there when Danny was being held captive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. I have Misty in our heroes list, but we already kind of talked about it. Like, we didn't even talk about it. You mentioned everything in the rundown, and I don't think there's anything to add.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was going to ask if where she was going to end up. Yeah, no, that's fine with me. She's definitely a hero. And I also have nothing else to talk about for her. Yeah.
All right. So.
All right, cool. Let's take a quick ad break. Get back to it.
Welcome to Baskin Robbins. Would you like to try our mango fruit blast?
And Jerry's named a flavor after me, so.
Stark Raving Hazelnuts.
Not bad.
For your consideration, the Jerry.
Tony, I have to admit something. I use my superpowers for too much. Oh, no. Changing the channel, turning off the lights, getting rid of dishes I don't like. How can I give it up?
By transferring the powers to someone else.
Exactly. I can't do it myself. I need help. Help from our friends at Rand Power Therapy. If you're a superpower, if you have a superpower that you've become addicted to, then call Rand Power Therapy. They can help you understand why you want it so much. And help you get control of your demons. Unless your power involves real demons, they can't help you there. Whether you overuse your superpower or just flat out can't control it anymore, Rand Power Therapy can help you understand it. And if need be, remove it. And use promo code MCU Rewind to get one free session with the newest therapist, Rogue.
I feel like Rogue wouldn't do that. I think Professor X would have a problem with that happening. Powers permanently. Except for Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, that's why you have to pay her every week.
Ah. I mean, any therapy. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It's good. It's part of the therapy, you know, living life without it, learning to move past it, I'm sure, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. All those calming words that therapists say.
Mm-hmm. I've got a question about Rogue's power. But I'm not that far into the animated series if they answer it, or the comics answer it. She takes Carol Danvers' power, right? And yeah. Could she just if she touched Spider-Man, would she take his powers?
I had always assumed that. I guess, yeah.
For some reason, I had always assumed it was just mutants, but I guess not. Like,
yeah, because no, I mean, Carol Danvers, not a mutant.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, as far as we know so far.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a rich history of her taking powers from other people in the comics that were not mutants.
Yeah,
there's gotta be.
Probably. I mean, I don't know. I've completed the first season of the original X-Men, and I'm continuing. I mean, as we're recording this, there's been 4 episodes of X-Men 97. I'm watching all those. Yeah.
As of today, I am 20 minutes into the first episode of X-Men 97.
Mm-hmm. It's a 22-minute episode. Why did you stop 2 minutes left?
Okay, I guess I'm 18 minutes in. Okay. Because I finished eating dinner, and I wanted to play Baldur's Gate 3.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm still very early into the game, so yeah.
I actually have not watched the 4th episode yet that dropped today because my wife actually likes X-Men. Like, we've been watching the animated series together. We used to watch it as a kid. I had no idea.
So okay.
That's why I'm finally watching it after many failed attempts.
Gotcha. Well, cool.
All right. Let's move on to our villains.
I ask you, to what end? Dread it. Run from it. Destiny arrives all the same.
Anytime, boys. Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra!
Kill Luke Cage. Kill Jessica Jones. And the devil of Hell's Kitchen, whoever he is.
His name is Matthew. And my name is Elektra Natchios. You work for me now.
I just want to get Joy out of the way. Isn't it crazy when reality pushes you off a second story building?
It's so crazy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She woke up. Oh, I mean, I have all this stuff in Davos. But yeah, he's suspicious of Joy, and she like doesn't take it seriously at all. Right?
Yeah, that could just be how she acts in this situation, right? Like, in my mind, she's very good at talking out of situations. Like, that's her skill, right? Negotiation, persuasion, whatever. And she's trying to convince him that this is nothing. Like, she didn't actually do anything. Like, it's all in his head. That's how I took that conversation.
Well, I kind of agree, but she also says, like, she sent BB to the FBI with the bowl and stuff like that. Which she didn't.
She said that at the end when she just gave up. Like, when she was like, yeah, all right, I'm found out. I guess I'll just tell him.
Yeah, but she did not think she was in physical danger. Like, I know she says that, but I don't think this reality hit her until the floor hit her.
I guess you're right, yeah.
Yeah, like, she's done so many things to other people. And she's just not the type, she just never thought it would happen to her. Like, she would get injured.
Yeah, well, also, she is thinking she might just die here and now, right? Because in last week's episode, she talked to Ward and was like, and she gave, like, that hidden message of, like, the, hey, Ward, you should take over that building and do this business deal that I wanted to do, because I might die right now, right? That's what Ward figured out.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why she was acting that way. She's like, all right, well, I guess I'm dead. So I'll act like I can't get out of this, right? Or I don't know. I don't have a good thing, but all right, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And then Chen Wu approaches her as she's laying on the ground with a broken left arm. It looks like the way it's curled up, at least, looks broken. Yeah. And yeah, she tries to. Chen Wu appears and laughs at her in her pain.
Yeah, I mean, it's different when you're actually in mortal danger.
Yeah, right?
It's a different mindset, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she even tries to buy her way out of the situation. Like, how much money do you want? And Jenna was like, no. I mean, I was going to say he probably should have taken it, but I think Ward would have come in and shot him in the throat no matter what.
Probably, but also he has a very scary boss. So yeah. If Davos finds out, you gotta get enough money quickly so you can leave town and never be found by Davos.
Yeah. Davos has a gang of street thugs, so I'm sure, well, he doesn't anymore. They all get beaten up.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, with those kids, they can find anyone in New York because one in New York ever leaves New York.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's how they found Danny a couple weeks back, right?
Yep. All right. That's all I have for Joy.
Just like, yeah, see.
Yeah.
Yeah, she I didn't
forgot
have much, that. Right?
I forgot what happened to Joy, and I was surprised.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she comes out of this alive. I was expecting her to die this season because I could not remember anything about what happens to her. So I just assumed it would be one of those like, yeah, let's show this is yet another reason of or another piece of evidence of Davos, you know, going crazy and just, you know, going on a murder spree. Right. I was expecting that to be what happened. But no, cool. She makes it out. Good for her.
All right. Do you want to go to Davos or Mary?
Let's go to Davos. We've already talked a bit about him.
All right. So, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing. Actually, I don't have anything other than what we've talked about.
Yeah. So I mentioned something earlier when I went on that tangent and was like, I'll talk about Davos later. Although you kind of already talked about it. So my question was, would Davos have been this bad, this crazy, evil if he had won the fist in the fight? And I think he would have been a better protector to Kunlun, right? Because, you know, Danny just up and left. But I still think the power would have gone to his head, like in some way. I don't know how. I don't think it would have been this bad, right? Because in this scenario, what we see Davos, he's like, he wants to be the protector. He wants to save New York and all that stuff, right? He wants to get rid of all the bad stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have done anything like that in Kunlun.
I think he might have been like, hey, Dad, you're ruining Kunlunrong, or hey, Mom, you are mean to me, and punched her in the face. Like, but her head would explode because he has the iron fist.
Okay. Yeah, maybe over time. Like, that. Yeah. It would have just... It probably would have taken more time to build up.
Yeah, and I think Kunlun wouldn't have fallen. I think he would have been a much better protector of Kunlun because he would have stayed in Kunlun.
Yes, that is true. Yeah.
All right. Walker?
Yeah.
The only scene I have that's exclusively Walker, not exclusively Walker, but it's like her meeting with Turk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so she gets the... she pretty much teams up with Ward. And I think this is the best Ward... These last two episodes, best Ward's been in the entire series. Because he's just... He has a goal. He's not just like waffling around waiting for other people to do stuff. So yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So they go get ordnance to take out Davos. And she gets a machine gun from Barrett, and Ward gets a handgun with good rounds.
That's right. And they only spend $3,000 on that. I don't know much about guns, but I feel like more than $3,000 is what you need for
two guns.
I assume for a machine gun that she got, it would be more. I don't know. I don't want that in my search history.
No, that's fair. I mean, The only guns I've ever bought were like the ones in Red Dead Redemption 2, and they go for like 15 bucks. So
I did one of those. I mean, I know you've done one of this too. Like you go to like a target, a shooting range, and they're like, yeah, here's the, you know, pay X amount of money. Mm-hmm. Here's these guns. You know, we'll have a person right there. We'll show you to shoot. Yep. And like, I saw the prices of some of these and I thought, oh, okay. I see, I guess, why it's so expensive, because this rifle or whatever that there is in the list, it was like thousands of dollars. So I don't know. Or maybe not. Maybe I could be completely wrong. Maybe those two guns that they bought are normally like only 1,000. And then Turk Barrett marked them up. Because, I mean, you know, serial numbers are gone or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
it's illegal. Yeah.
Yeah. The machine gun I can understand being real expensive, but like, people buy machine guns.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
In like America, a lot, too much. And also, handguns are much more common. So it's like, I feel like. Yeah. A legal machine gun, a few thousand dollars. Maybe like $400, $500 tops for the handgun with like no markings on it, no serial number, stuff like that. Illegally bought. But but this is based on no knowledge. I don't know why I'm guessing.
That is true. Yeah, we're definitely two people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have no idea. But okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, I've got nothing else to say about her.
All right. Anyone for Guy in the Chair?
Guy in the chair.
I think that's what I want to do. Is help people with abilities.
No, 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 no. Not those three wombats. No way.
No, I've got nothing. Yeah, I'm pretty light. Yeah,
I just want to call out BB. He tries to do the right thing. Oh, gets knifed for it. But I don't know if he tries to do the right thing. He tries to talk down his friends.
I mean, yeah, that's the right thing, to stop them from doing violence. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we know more information than he does. Like, he doesn't realize that Rhino's been killed by this guy. He thinks Rhino's been killed by Davos.
True, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, like, in BB's dying moments, he's like, he didn't even martial arts me to death?
No. No, okay. He was probably like, yeah, okay, this hurts. Ow. I guess this is how I go out. Okay, this sucks. Yeah. All right, damn.
All right. Rest in peace, BB. Never knew your real name. Yep. Benjamin Bratt. Wait, nope, that's an actor.
Benjamin Button.
Oh, yep. Nope, that's Tom Cruise? No, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Brad Pitt. All right, fine. Benjamin.
Benjamin. Okay. Yep. Benjamin.
Yeah. Comes from a long line of people who first and last name, like Mario. Mario.
Exactly. I was going to say, long line of New York plumbers. We don't know where his family's from.
That's true. Yeah, he very well could be.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, let's move on to 12% of the plan, if you have anything, because I do not.
I also do not.
All right. Well, all right. Al, how are you reading the episode?
I know my value. Anyone else's opinion doesn't really matter.
Earth just lost your best defender. So we're here to fight.
Strongest Avenger.
Access denied.
Strongest Avenger.
Access denied.
Damn you, Stark.
Banner.
Welcome, Strongest Avenger.
What?
Well, Tony, how many deceased lackeys are you giving this episode?
I gotta think of a bunch of deceased lackeys too. I'm giving this like. I really liked this episode. It's not perfect, but I'll give it 4 out of 5. This episode, I liked it. Okay, well, I'm going to go with Shocker 1 from Spider-Man.
Homecoming.
I'm going to go. Let me think. Captain Phasma, she died.
True.
This is harder than I thought it was going to be, so...
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Like, they don't have to have names. Like, you can just say, you know, this henchman
Stormtrooper number 6.
There you go. That works. A lot of Stormtroopers died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm just going with Stormtrooper number 6. And I'm actually going to name the last one. It is going to be...
Count Dooku? I don't know. I'm trying to think,
I guess, yeah. Darth Maul.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I was trying to go for not Star Wars for the third one, but okay. But yeah. How many are you giving?
I also, you know, I really liked it. Same as what you said, you know, there are a couple of things that I feel like dragged a bit, as is the style with the Netflix shows, right? Like from a pacing perspective. But yeah, I'm also giving it a 4. I really enjoyed it. It was a good episode. It set up the finale. You know, they got Davos. Colleen has the fist. We're gonna go into the next episode. Like, yeah, we're ready to wrap things up. I think we're good. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll find out how they wrap things up next week when we cover Iron Fist Season 2, Episode 10, A Duel of Iron. Remember to follow us on the variety of social medias and give us a 5-star rating. And as always, this is Marvel Cinematic Rewind signing off. Have a marvelous day.